KO4CEF Mobile. Good morning, Ken. KO4CEF.
And Andrew, how are you today?
Not too bad. I'm taking my wife's car in to do the get the oil changed. So trying to get there a little bit early, at least. That way I'm not too late. But I'm having to use the Echo Link this morning. How are you doing?
They changed the oil.
Yeah, once we get the service mileage, you know, once the little countdown drops down, we have to schedule our appointment and get it done at that place on 101 that's across from BMW, the BMW service center. We have to take all of our vehicles there for them to do the oil change and stuff.
10% of that.
I had to close my whole app out. I couldn't stop transmitting. I don't know, the repeater's having issues this morning. I'm not getting anything but static when you transmit now.
Really scratchy also.
Yeah, I got that transmission. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, and I'm straight in Echo Link, so there's no RF involved except for the telephone to the tower.
Man, I thought I was going to have to go this weekend to New Jersey to help move my cousin down, but she worked it out.
That's good, because you know, moving already is not easy, and then you put a long trip like that on top of it. That'd be pretty rough.
Gonna drive her down, drive the U-Haul, and you know, help her move. But then he backed out. But then he recommitted again, so that was good.
Yeah, definitely that's good. So you don't have to worry about that then.
Tomorrow's your last day for this week. Plant's closed on Friday.
I will work Friday, probably at least half a day. I was trying to talk the wife into going camping up at Kings Mountain, but I think we've decided against that now. You know, it's going to be a little cool Friday night, but we may end up camping out in the backyard. Who knows? At least I'm going to get some firewood, maybe do a fire in the backyard, see if we can do something. But, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I got to work today and tomorrow. We're shut down Friday, but I'll be there doing some work, just finish up and get my hours. All I got was something about campground or camping out.
Where are you camped at? Was it a state park or was it a campground?
I didn't get enough of that as much as I want to know. It's just so much static in the background, I can't figure out what you're saying about the campground. So, but anyway, I am getting off of my exit at work, so I'm going to have to hurry and get this thing over there and fill the forms out and find a ride back to work and get the shuttle to take me. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Ken, you have a safe trip, and hopefully I can holler at you when I get off work today. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
You have an awesome day. I'll catch you later. KN4TFW. 7-3 is Andrew, KO4HX. Good morning, Ken. Is that you that popped on the other frequency? No, sir. Not yet. Somebody pop on a minute or two ago. This one's having trouble again this morning. It's pretty bad. Sometimes it gets so bad you can't figure out anything. Good morning. Eric, KO4HKX here. Good morning, Eric, KN4TFW.
How are you this morning? I'm a little behind schedule for my normal sign-on, but taking a different vehicle to work, and interesting morning so far. How are you guys doing?
Also, doing pretty good. And here in Greer.
Yeah, I got off a little bit late this morning. The dogs decided they were going to go outside and bark and try to wake up the neighborhood, so I had to try to get them under control before I could leave.
That was fun this morning.
Well, there's a lot of wildlife on the move, and I guess they can smell it, hear it, and they just go nuts.
Thanks still.
the previous owner stopped by to pick up some stuff that they had left behind, and, you know, they were standing out in the front yard, and I went to go open the door, and one of my dogs nipped me in the back of my leg because he didn't want me to open the door and let him in.
I guess they didn't want whoever that was in the house.
He was a feral dog that I'd rescued, that was 2014, so 8 years ago. And he's still very, very skittish, especially around new people. And I think he was, you know, he is still trying to get used to the new house. He's still very, very nervous all the time. So I understand, but yeah, hopefully he'll settle down because, you know, he's been in my other house, you know, for 8 years. So this is a big change for him.
Get it here shortly. It just takes some time and have to build that confidence.
Tom is two weeks for every year they were in a place when they moved to kind of settle in. So, you know, we're still looking at probably 15 weeks total adjustment time for him. You know, give or take a little bit.
Thank you, Ken. I'm just riding down the road listening. And my dog, when she goes outside, she can smell if the coyote's close or if the deer have been around. And so sometimes she'll set in barking also.
Good morning, everyone. KA3JCA.
KO4HK.
Good morning, Richard. KN4TFW.
R2JKT.
Eric, Patrick, and Ken there. Got a nice group of people on this morning.
Earlier, having a good morning. So we can jump over to the other repeater if this is a real stretch. Programmed in.
Vehicle this morning, it has its own D710, so I do not have a program on this one, but it was 147-285. No tone, right?
That's correct.
TAQ is what?